Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Started.
Go ahead.
With the morning shift.
Time for the show.
The morning shift is brought to you by Greater Atlanta Erie McDonald's. Download the app for great deals.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Welcome back to the morning shift.
Did you just come back with Mastodon?
You're damn right I did.
Oh, I love it.
Now we're talking.
Mastodon.
I think someone is trying to kill me.
Let's go.
Infecting my blood.
Let's go.
Destroying my mind.
Let's go.
That's Atlanta's own Mastodon.
That's right.
See, I go all over the place on the music.
But well, hey, but you got to give me some credit for knowing that was Mastodon.
I give you some credit.
This studio Mastodon is about to be less than soundproof because I'm about to run through a wall. That's how I feel right
now. Yeah. Who deserves a wake-up call? 404-726-0929.
That's probably the first time ever on this station a show has come back with Mastodon.
You're welcome. And Starbucks, for that matter.
That's right.
See, I'm all over the place.
Which we have found out was, we found out a couple of things today. We found out that Starbucks was a character in Moby Dick,
yep,
which apparently was too many words for you to read.
Too many pages.
And that the phrase, Del Rey means servant of the king. So, Mike, you're the servant to the king, and I would be the king because I am the leader of Squid Nation, Del Rey.
All right. Who deserves a wake-up call on this Falcons Friday? Let's go out to Agent 66. But since we heard Mastodon, it should be Agent 666. What you got, brother?
Good morning. Mike's Mafia in the house.
Boy, let's go.
Hey, I got a pair of fouls for you.
Right.
And, hey, great choice on that Mastodon. I love, great to hear some real music on here. we kind of talked about these guys getting plunked on the Braves. And, I always kind of love that John Wayne attitude of, retaliation. It's kind of cool in its own way, but you don't want people getting hurt. So what if we set it up to where batter takes second base and the guy on deck goes ahead and takes first? Make it, to where the pitcher really does not want to hit anybody.
I don't think that's going to happen. I honestly thought that what Bo brought up the other day was a great idea of once you've gotten 10 hit by, you know, 10 hit batters that maybe you there's some kind of penalty in that way. Cuz that's the otherwise you're starting to get in people's pockets when you start talking about suspensions and everything like that.
So. Human error is a part of the game, but it's when guys are throwing 98 and there's no control, and it's when, you know, all three or four of the Braves guys that Witt talked about, including himself, were hit after the trade deadline, and that's when teams will give up guys, will bring some guys up, and I think that's part of it as well, and there's some point to it. So, anyways, don't forget, if you do want to call in, make sure you give us something from Sunday's game. Like,
yeah.
I don't say a prediction, so to speak, but something you're looking for, maybe a prediction, anything like that. I know we've gotten some, Mike, on the Twitters.
Yeah, Brandon Mincy says Falcons 24, Steelers 14, big game from the defensive front. The offensive shows some sizzle, three tuds, and Koo gets a 40-plus yarder. Love that. Chad Guatney, Falcons 27, Steelers 21. London gets seven catches, 139, two tuds, very specific. Also, shout out to our boy Automatic. Says he'll be ready. He'll be in his seat by 12:30. Hope everybody.
And more importantly, John Wayne died without 7 pounds of human waste in his colon.
What a.
Let's go out to Chris in College Park. True story. Good morning, Chris. What you got?
Hey man, I was ready until you just dropped the John Wayne fact. Rob Tribble in the building. Everybody.
Yeah, man.
Morning, fearless leader.
Sir.
Hey, Big Mike, and of course, Rob T. I'm geeked for the season, as we all are. And here are my predictions, man. 23-16, I think our defense is salty with Judon and Simmons. We hold them to some field goals, and I think we'll have the jump on what an Arthur Smith offense will look like. So
Let's go.
That's why we can keep them to 16. As far as offense, you guys have heard me say this. Please just give the ball to Bijan Robinson. I know we're all ready to see Cousins with the, you know, how he ascertains and elite processor. You know, I think the offensive line, we get the run game going, and then that'll open up, you know, Kirk Cousins with the play action pass, and all that'll come to fruition. I need Bijan with 80 yards rushing and 50 yards receiving, and now
I'm going full.
Yeah. I expect it from him. I need that from him, Rob. I'm old school. I like to see the running back. And now, in honor of Rob Tribble, it's two more days till toe meets leather.
Toe meets
Hashtag
leather.
Squid Nation. Hashtag Squid Squad.
I love that, man.
Nice call. Well done, Chris.
Somehow we've gotten 2+ hours into the show without the use of the term play action. Or ascertains, but play action we haven't talked about much today.
What's the over-under play action from the Steelers offense?
What's the over-under play action from the Falcons offense? The Steelers are gonna be heavy play action. They're gonna try to run a lot, obviously on first down early and often. They'll play action on second down, depending on what the down distance is. I'm just really curious because Kirk Cousins was so good in Minnesota off play action, man, so good down the middle of the field. Suck the linebackers in and then throw the seam route to the tight end over the middle, split the safeties, that kind of thing. Give me all the play action in the world, dude. If Bijan's ripping off 5-6 yards a carry, then give me the play action. Let us smoke him.
God, if he gets 80 yards and 50 catches, 50 yards catch receiving, I think that's a pretty good day. And that's
It's on the way to MVP right there.
I don't think he'll get 80 yards. I think he'll get 80 yards rushing. I don't think this early in the season we'll see.
That's a little too Bijan dependent with all your other weapons.
Yeah, but I just don't know that. From what my understanding is of what they'll be Sunday is that with 50 yards receiving, unless it comes on like one catch on a screen and you break out, I don't know that he'll be fed the ball that often right now at the running back position.
Well, what if he just broke one?
Well, that's what I was saying. Unless he gets on a screen play and gets loose and gets down 50 yards. I do want to go back to Twitter just a minute. People are weighing in. My prediction for the Falcons from Cody Keeler. Kirk starts white hot, 31 for 37, 400. I hope you're right. Also, our girl Tish, Falcons 41, Steelers 20. Pick six by Jesse Bates.
Wow.
Touchdown. Love it.
God, that place.
Keep bringing the vibes.
Well, that means I'm going to have a big old party at the Signia by Hilton where the Falcons fly over.
Rager going to turn into a rave over there.
People will be making love on the tables.
We're going to see lasers coming out from the fourth floor.
All right, let's go out to that sad parking lot with the cracked asphalt, weeds growing out of it. And the guard shack with lead paint and asbestos. Will, in the guard shack.
You know, you won't talk to him like that.
What's up, guys? How we doing? Good morning.
Morning, buddy.
I got Rob T over here calling at a guard shack, too. Yeah, come on.
It's ridiculous. Haters.
That's messed up. So, Falcons, I want the score. Or I'm hoping the score is something like 35-21, just to prove a point.
Wow.
I want Raheem to just take it to him and do what they got to do. I know that's a little bit overrealistic, but that's what I would like to see. But my prediction that I would also want to hope to see is Cousins with 400,
woo,
three touchdowns, split between our boy Drake and Kyle, who are going to have 250 and all three touchdowns.
Oh, I'm just going to tell y'all right now, if Kirk Cousins goes for 400 in the opener against that defense, this city will be an eruption on Sunday. Yeah. An absolute eruption.
I'd take 295, two touchdowns, and you win the game.
I'd take 250 in a win.
Yeah.
I think the most shocking thing you just said was Steelers 21. I don't see it. I hope they don't get to 21 on us.
I would love to leave that. You know, I've left that stadium so many times doing games since it was opened, and I would love to leave that stadium with a party going on outside, with an absolute party.
Just rageous.
Because yeah. – And I can't tell you how many times I've left, and especially early in the existence of it. Now, last couple of years, Arthur did a good job of – that was one thing Arthur Smith did a really good job of, is taking back home field advantage. But I can't tell you how many times I've left, and you're walking, and you're just fans of other teams are running around. They're drunk, and they're happy, and you're walking out. You know, you got Falcons fans are walking out with their heads down. I don't want to see that anymore. And that is the biggest thing, and I know Raheem is super excited to get back in there and own that place.
Just picture this. Picture you going, you get your big dub on Sunday. You're like, okay, that was good. You win by, let's just call it six. You go to Philly next week, and you find a way to win that game. Can you imagine? You're going to want all the smoke from Kansas City in week three.
Yep.
You're going to want all the smoke. You're like, dude, bring it on.
See, Kansas City can be extra determined this year because they got off such a bad start last year. And yeah. I've heard Patrick, yeah, we won the Super Bowl, but the first start of the season, that still bothers me.
Yeah, I don't.
They sputtered, you know.
That's easy to say, but I'll say this, Rob. They could also have a lot of reasons to be fat and happy coming off two Super Bowls.
That's true.
So they're just different right now. They just are.
John has his Twitter handle, Zazuna from the Braves, says 24-13 Falcons win. Bijan will be the best player on offense, and he thinks Arnold Ebiketie could have a good day because of mismatches that the Judons of the world help bring him.
Yeah,
I hope
about that.
If Arnold Ebiketie finds his now he has gotten better each year. You can't underestimate or underappreciate the fact that he has grown as a player the last 2 years, and he could have a breakout year.
Keith tweets us as well to the show account at 929 Morning Shift. Falcons 28, Steelers 13. Bijan goes for two tuds. Seems to be a theme, right? I thought more people would have Kirk Cousins' numbers being thrown around, but everybody, it seems like, kind of wants to weigh in on Bijan. He is the straw that stirs the drink still, I think, for this offense. But it's just interesting to me because Kirk's new, so you think a lot of people kind of piggybacking on Kirk and what he brings, but
right.
Bijan is still that guy, and the offense still revolves around him.
Rob, I want you to comment on this. I think it's the fact that you've seen Kyle Pitts drafted weapon, Drake London drafted, weapon. Bijan Robinson drafted, weapon. And you don't feel like you've ever seen the full extent of what they could be because of who was running the show. You've seen it from Kyle just a little bit.
With Matt.
But the other two, you really don't have any clue what it would look like with an all-pro quarterback with them.
That means everything, too. Especially just watching Kirk Cousins on the sidelines of preseason. Got the helmet on and... You know, listening to the communication via radio, and also just really talking to Drake London. I mean, he's mentoring those young guys, certainly. So I'm expecting big things.
And I think that's why everyone's tweeting about these guys having big days and not Kirk, because they have basically had 2 years. The last 2 years, they've had a Christmas present they haven't been able to unwrap, but they've been able to see, they know what's in the box.
We got number 16 coming up next, don't we?
The number 16.
Woo! Yes. That's one David Archer, Falcons analyst, former Falcon quarterback, going to join us next on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 929 The Game.
This former science.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Don't touch that dial.
This is The Morning Shift.
All of them are really, really hot.
The Morning Shift is brought to you by Greater Atlanta Area McDonald's. Download the app for great deals.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Number nine. Welcome back to The Morning Shift. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Let's go out to the former Falcon quarterback, Falcon analyst. It's only fitting we have Dave Archer on because tomorrow is going to be an El Cinco Saturday, Arch. Can you explain that one for me?
El Cinco Saturday.
Yeah.
You're going to have to help me with that one.
El Cinco, it's a boxing movie where no punches were landed, but they refer to the Iowa-Iowa State game as El Cinco because you can
who
expect.
Who does? You do?
It's kind of a thing out there in general because it's usually a low-scoring game, and it stems from that 2-0 Iowa State victory back in 1906, and they expect a lot of punts and no touchdowns, therefore no punches landed.
Interesting.
Okay. I never heard that. I played in the game, and I don't remember.
I know. I thought maybe you'd have heard that. It's kind of out there. I was just trying to be prepared when I interview out of my respect for you, sir.
Well done.
I would say there are a lot of punches thrown. There's just no knockout punches until very, very late. Because that game is
a lot of rib shots.
That game, I've gotten to watch that game around Arch before when we're on the road. That game's pretty physical, Arch. How do you expect Iowa State to play out this year with this newfound offense that Iowa's apparently got since they fired Kirk Ferentz's son as the OC?
Well, it's, you know, when you're the two teams played, you know, relatively soft opening day games, even though Iowa State played North Dakota. North Dakota is one of the better FCS schools in the country, but those are games you're supposed to win. Iowa State struggled a little bit offensively early. Iowa's off. The two teams will be ready for each other because they know how they play. Both the Iowa's has, just because they changed offensive coordinators, they still play a very similar way. So I don't expect it to be anything different than what Rob's talked about. Hopefully there's a Iowa State could punch. Maybe they get a low punch in and get away with it or something like that. I don't know.
Well, Arch, let's keep the main thing the main thing. It's a Falcons Friday, man. Can't wait to see this team actually take the field. Actually, the starters take the field on Sunday against Pittsburgh. I'm curious to get your perspective on this because early in the show, we were talking about kind of just smaller things we were kind of looking forward to watching. I'm really going to be honed in on Charlie Warner. I think he's going to tell us a lot about what Zach Robinson is trying to accomplish. You know, we expect, obviously, you know, Drake to have a day or Kyle Pitts and Bijan and Kirk and everything else. I think watching Charlie Warner to me will be one of the really small things that I'll be looking for throughout the game.
Yeah, it's interesting, Mike. I think that's a really good thought. How much can he help? Certainly with some of the edge stuff when it comes to the passing game. How much is he going to help in the run game? I think that when you got a team like Pittsburgh that prides itself on getting after the passer and putting you in negative yard down and distance situations, you being able to reduce them physically in the run game is going to be a big deal. And I think that if you can get Bijan and Tyler going, and Warner's going to be a big part of that. Certainly Kyle's going to have to block on the edge and stuff like that. But I think that if Warner's ability to help them begin to reduce Highsmith and Watt a little bit physically in the game and wear them down to where when you get in that second half where they're not just teeing it off and coming after Kirk Cousins would be interesting. But then how do you continue to still do the stuff you want to do in the passing game? Because I think this team's going to be a team that's going to lean, I think all of us do, lean a little bit more on the passing game, maybe 7 to 10 more passing attempts per game. Obviously, that depends on how well the running game's going. But then Warner and how he plays out and maybe protecting one of those edges, too, in pass protection. You can't keep him in all the time either, can you, Mike? In first and second down, you got to get him out, too, to make sure you get some type of flood and some type of idea as to what they're trying to do coverage-wise. So that's a pretty good thought as to what Charlie might be doing.
Arch, let me ask you, if you're Steelers D coordinator Terrell Austin, how do you game plan for the Falcons? You don't really know what to expect with a new quarterback, and you've got all those weapons.
No, you're going to game plan the scheme, Rob. What you're going to do, you're going to go back and look at, you know, obviously you're going to look at some stuff that Minnesota's done, certainly going to spend a lot of time on what the Rams did last year. And so there's a lot of continuity between those two schemes. Obviously, the personnel groups and things that we see from those two teams. A lot of people talk about 11 personnel, one back, one tight end. So you'll look for a lot of three receiver sets. But it's going to be difficult. There's going to be some adjustments to that, you know. And how much does Atlanta really know about what Pittsburgh's going to do offensively? I mean, you have an idea based on what you've seen from Atlanta last year, but, you know, with a quarterback situation that's a veteran quarterback like Russell Wilson, how much does that free up Arthur Smith and what he wants to do? Maybe gets more back to doing what they did maybe in Tennessee a little bit with a guy like Tannehill, who was a veteran quarterback. So there's a little bit of uncertainty on Atlanta's side, too, as to what maybe Pittsburgh might look like offensively.
Former Atlanta Falcons quarterback, Falcons radio analyst, and guy who has borrowed my deodorant before, Dave Archer, joining us here on the WadeFord.com.
Spray or roll on or ball.
Wait.
Jeez, it's just no holds barred today here. We're in the regular season. Just let it go. Yeah. Huh?
Jesus, it's week one.
I told you I was going to save that one for the perfect moment. I don't know if that was the perfect moment, but it just came out of my mouth, Art, so I don't know what to tell you.
If you're looking for low blows at Iowa State, I guess we had one right here on a Friday here on 99th game.
It's a low blow Friday.
Arch, I know as a guy that played the position, when you come to the line of scrimmage, you don't enjoy seeing guys like T.J. Watt on the other side. When you kind of game plan for him, is Zach Robinson – I don't want to use the word neutralize, but how do you game plan for a guy like T.J. Watt to kind of, you know, have him the least impact possible?
Yeah, it's a good question, Bo, and I don't know that there's a perfect answer to it. I think I talked a little bit about it to begin with. The problem that complicates things is Alex Highsmith is not some slouch on the other side either. So they're going to have two guys standing up on either edge that can get after you. And then you sprinkle in Hayward on the inside, and suddenly you realize why this team, why they had 47 sacks a year ago, which was kind of a little down for them, but they were still in the top, I don't know, 10 or 12 teams in the league in getting after the passer. I think the first part of it has to be the physical part of the game. I think you have to make them play physically. I think that's something that's right down the alley of a guy like Mike Johnson. I think that, you know, if you could get them to have to defend the run, where you can get after them in the physical part of it, where they're not just, you know, lined up in a sprinter stance and coming off the ball. The other part of it is going to be how good can Kirk be in keeping you in good down and distance situations. Kirk's got to be very conscious, and I asked him about this when we have our interview, and you can hear that on right here on 92.9 The Game in the pregame show that Mike will be hosting with Chris Coforth, where I talked to Kirk about the idea of staying cognizant of what you're doing for a down and distance situation. And by that I mean, you want to take your shots, certainly, in some vertical shots and things like that. But you know, if you miss, now it's 2nd and 10. And now that changes situations now for defensive coordinators or whoever. But it certainly changes things for Pittsburgh now, because they can get a little bit exotic and or turn those two guys loose and not worry as much about the run. So I think those are the two things that I would be concentrating on. And obviously, the third thing might be getting the ball out quickly. The quick game will be a part of it. The slants, the hitches, the bubble screens, things like that, make them run sideline to sideline to defend. Nothing frustrates a pass rusher, Mike will tell you, than the ball coming out and you don't get there. You know, those guys begin to start getting frustrated because they can't get there. On it slows them down a little bit. So those are three things that I would concentrate on trying to do those guys.
Yeah, and you love it when those guys get frustrated. Not only that, you mentioned earlier Charlie Warner kind of off Caleb McGarry's hip, you know, with the old Tostitos call. Hey, you know, I'm chipping on the way out. That's a beautiful
Tostitos
thing. Tostitos! Yeah, Ruffles! I will say this, Arch, how much stock do you put in the talk of a Justin Fields package, you know, as you're kind of prepping for this? I don't put a ton into it. To me, this is Mike Tomlin doing coach speak of kind of throwing a curveball at the defense coordinator on the other side, saying, well, this is something you have to prep for, but I don't know what situation I'd throw him into. And plus, if it's going to be a running package, he's got to be pretty bought in, and Justin Fields has never struck me as a guy that wants to be, you know, that running quarterback down in and down out.
Yeah, it's hard to determine what his mindset is. I'm sure he's disappointed, Mike, that he's not starting in this game, but I do think that he thinks there's probably light at the end of the tunnel that he could potentially be the guy there. He's the younger player, and maybe this is his spot. This just happens to be a bit of a roadblock or a speed bump for him. Now, whether he handles that mentally or not, obviously we can't determine that. But I do think that there's going to be some concept and to get him in, especially if they begin to struggle a little bit, or he's going to try to mix things up. And I would anticipate, you know, something – you know, that comes at you maybe at a turn, at the chain of possession and around midfield, let's say they get a turnover or something like that, where all of a sudden he's in the game and kind of trying to catch you with your pants down, or maybe down in the red zone where he's, you know, and you got a quarterback that can run, and Russ is no slouch, but he's certainly not the Russell Wilson of 10 years ago. If you get him in the red zone down there where that becomes a bit of a problem with the quarterback's ability to run with the football, those are the kind of areas that I would look for him to pop into. But like you're saying, I mean, it's not a 20 play package. It's probably 5, maybe 6 plays tops that he would be in the game. If in fact you want Russell to settle in and be your starter, you can't be jerking him off the field. So there is an emotional piece to it, or a concept of, yeah, I got to take care of the guy that's my starter now. I can worry about the other guy later. But I do think there's going to be a few things that you don't put him in the game for.
I told you guys that. No, not too much Russell Wilson. You can't encroach on Russell Wilson with the other. Arch, we appreciate you, brother. Let's get a win on Sunday.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm going to go hit the big bag right now, Rob. Get ready for that Saturday game.
Yeah, the LSECO.
No punches.
Lance.
I don't know. That Lance of punches, dude.
Thank you, brother.
And I don't have any idea what Bo's been talking about deodorant.
Oh, you know. Somebody forgot there's one road trip. That's all I'm going to say.
See you guys. Thank you all. Appreciate it.
See hey, the fifth caller, 404-726-0929. You can win some tickets. See Atlanta United hosting Inter Miami on September 18th at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And Carlos Bocanegra, you're apparently eligible to win. Sports Radio 1990 Game.
Sports Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Did you know you can play the game from any smart-enabled device? Just tell your device to play Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
I don't care if he goes up there and freaking tries to, you know, lay a bunt down every. It's got to be more spectacular than anything we've seen here recently from that spot.
Well, I love Geddy Lee, but I want Geddy Lee very sad this weekend. He's an avid Blue Jays fan. So,
well, I'll tell you, this Braves update is brought to you by McDonald's. Right now, order the $5 meal deal at McDonald's. Get three tasty faves with your choice of a juicy McDouble or crispy McChicken price. And participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular
McDouble
price.
Sounds delicious. It sounds unbelievable.
You know, I was thinking, when I heard the open of the McDonald's on the open, I was like, dude, I could go for a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddle right now.
Ooh.
And a hash brown.
Son, talk dirty to me.
I mean.
that's where I'm going when I leave here.
All right. You know what? I've had enough Braves. We've talked about the Falcons all day. It's Falcons Friday. I want to do me.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
Little W Sauce, little breakfast sauce too, a little Bloody Mary mix, Key West style. Rock Dribble approved.
The Bloody Mary mix, I might have to look into that on Sunday morning, pre-gaming for the Falcons.
Tell you,
yes, sir.
I knew you would. It's perfect, though, for it. And my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair, my boy Anthony actually just texted me. He's got a Falcons prediction for you, Mike. He said, Kirko goes for 290, two touchdowns. Drake's over 100 receiving and a touchdown and then two interceptions by the Atlanta defense.
Two picks.
I'm going to tell you something. I know we're having fun with this, and that's what I want is your excitement. They create a couple of turnovers, get a couple of sacks, and that is a perfect scenario for me for what this Falcons defense needs to be, right? Opportunistic.
I agree.
Come out with shark eyes.
The turnover ratio will tell a lot of things coming out of this weekend. We haven't talked about it much. It's going to tell the story.
But get over to big truck, small truck. Medium-sized truck, get over to Status Truck and Trailer Repair. That's right. The official truck and trailer repair of Squid Nation. So, I told you guys we have a very, very special guest for the Life of Squid. Makes Mike uneasy because, you know, he gets very jealous.
Never know when I'll get broadsided. You know what I mean? I'll just get slapped across the face with some craziness.
Well, Delray, I will present to you our very special guest. His name is Dustin Puglisi, and he is the general manager of the official golf course of Squid Nation, Eagle Watch. Dustin, how are we doing this morning?
I'm good, guys. I'm glad to be on. Thanks for having me.
Now, you told me you wanted to call in because you had something to, I guess you wanted to crown me or something. Why did you need to talk to me so urgently that it had to be on my show at 8:46 in the morning?
You know, I'm a morning guy, so I had to be up, and I wanted to get the call in and get to you as the official private golf club of Squid Nation. Last year, we had a pretty good showing. We raised over $30,000 for the Brown Grass Classic, your tournament, of course, Bo.
That's right.
We have an opening, and you know, a couple of members have been asking me. We've had a couple of people actually, looks like they've been on Twitter asking me as well. Somehow they found my handle. We want to invite you guys back. We'd love to partner with you guys again. And I know we buried the hatchet. You and I have had a couple of drinks together since. And we want to get you guys back out. We want to do it again. Last year, we raised over $30,000 for pets, for vets, and for the employee care fund. And we want to blow it away. We want to do better than that this year. And we want to partner with you guys and get you back out.
Let's do it.
Let's
you know
go!
What? November 25th. How about
Let's
that?
Go!
2024. Let's do the second annual Brown Grass Charity Classic. Let's do it, Dustin.
And now, Dustin, can I ask you something really quick? Obviously, you know how to put on a great tournament. It was a great tournament last year. Do you know anything about fixing Bo's slice? Because that's if he takes out – I heard if he takes out one more window, he's actually getting kicked out of Eagle Watch. So that would be unfortunate.
There's only so much that I can talk about my members, and that's a private matter. We do have some good training professionals, though, if he's willing to pony up.
Well, you know, I think as charitable as I am, I should probably get some on the house stuff. But look, It's awesome. Thank you, Dustin, for partnering with us again. Cannot wait. I've been inundated with requests for, you know, my golf tournament. And it's back, the Brown Grass Charity Classic, you know, with Pets for Vets, 92.9 The Game, and Eagle Watch Golf Course. Dustin, thanks for calling in. Thanks for setting this up. And I cannot wait for November 25th.
Hey, do I get to make my prediction for the weekend?
Please you do. Absolutely.
Yes. 27-13. Let's go.
Woo! All right.
Falcons. Falcons. See?
That's it. That was. Thank you, Dustin. That's Dustin Puglisi, the general manager of Eagle Watch Golf Course. Dude, we're doing it again.
I'm tired of you talking about it's your tournament. I mean,
it is. It's my tournament.
Can we do a Mafia versus Nation square off in this tournament? Like, you know, low score, something like that. Like, let's raise even a little more money for that. You know what I mean?
I mean, we could put some money on the line.
I don't think I've played golf since last year in this tournament, but I am not scared. You know what I mean?
Well,
not scared.
That would require me putting my own team together.
Get Will and Orville Moody irons in the guard shack he has stored in there. He'll come out there and
see. I would say, okay, let's put your own team together. But I'm sure that you're at a country club. You probably have a list of three ringers ready to go at any moment.
Well, what bothers me is you're in the Mafia and you guys aren't afraid to lie, cheat, and steal.
Well, that's
so.
True.
I don't know if I can trust you.
On the golf course, dude, a lot of foot wedges. You know what I mean?
Ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
A lot of free mulligans off the tee. A lot of breakfast balls on like the eighth hole.
I mean, but if you wanted to, we could say it was the morning shift's golf tournament, yeah, since I am the star of the morning shift.
The morning
so.
Shift Brown Grass Classic.
No,
the
it's still
versus the Mafia.
It's still 99
like
games, but it's kind of
sounds like a movie.
I mean, let's be honest. I'm the star. My golf tournament, right?
Somebody you need a star on the Paulding County Walk of Fame.
Haven't you hit your word limit for the week? I feel like it's Friday at 8:50. Surely you've already hit your word limit.
Well, you just got yourself doing the handoff solo.
I gotta go. Sorry, I gotta record something. Bye.
Hey, we're gonna head off to the steakhouse. Steak and Sand are coming. I think the mayor, our own mayor, is gonna be
really
yes.
That's
gonna
cool.
Be joining the steakhouse. Now, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com and you best get to packing. Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Andy and Randy, middays 10 till 2.
You just don't turn it off!
They come in the kitchen like, Daddy, can you do this with a TikTok bang? I was like, well, what the hell am I supposed to say? He said, give me my money. I was like, well, give me my money. No, there you got to be like, give me my money.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
it
taken
took
care
forever,
of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.